Peg Looney was a young girl from Ottawa, Illinois, where they had a company called Radium Dial that made dials for watches and for alarm clocks that glowed in the dark. And they used radium-laced paint to make these dials. She was one of the so-called dial painters who were trained to take the brush and dip it in the paint and then point it with their lips, thus ingesting radium. She was 17 when she started working for the Radium Dial Company. She became sick, like many of the dial painters did, and she died at the age of 24. From radium poisoning, although the company did not acknowledge that.
You talked with Peg Looney's niece, Darlene Holm, who still lives in Ottawa. Here she is talking about her aunt bringing some of the radium paint home.
Sometimes she would take her younger siblings into the bedroom that they all shared, and they would go in there in the dark, and they would paint their fingernails and their lips and their eyebrows and then laugh because they glowed in the dark.
How much did the company know at the time about what radium was doing to the women who were working in their factories, and were they ever held accountable?
According to Kate Moore's book, the Radium Dial Company in Ottawa knew the women were sick, a couple of them in particular. They had started having their own company doctors do physical examinations of the women in 1925 after some of them had become ill, and the women had tested positive for radiation. But that fact was kept from the women. Peg Looney was told by the company after she had tests by the company doctor showing that she tested positive for radiation, she was told that she was healthy. And when she collapsed at work years later from being so sick from radiation, she was taken to the company doctor's hospital. She was separated from her family. Her family was not allowed to see her in the hospital, and she died. The company was going to bury her, and the family had to intervene and say, no, we want to give her a Catholic funeral. And the company did an autopsy, agreed to have a family doctor there. When the family doctor arrives for Peg Looney's autopsy, the autopsy's already been done. The family was told that she died from diphtheria and later found out that, no, it was radiation poisoning.
Peg Looney's family tried to sue the company over her exposure to radium, but they couldn't find a lawyer to represent them. Several years later, another group of women who worked at the radium dial plant tried again. Who took their case?
There was a lawyer named Len Grossman from Chicago, and he took their case. He sympathized with the women and agreed to take their case, and he did so for free. The women came from very poor families. They could not afford a lawyer, and they were already paying exorbitant medical costs.
So what happened with that case? How did that case finally end?
He argued before the Illinois Industrial Commission, and he won the case. But unfortunately, the company had, in essence, hidden their assets. So the amount of money was a pool of money that was available. There wasn't a lot for the women. So while the women won, it was in some ways a shallow victory. And of course, they died. For the families that did win, at least it helped pay for some of the just horrible medical expenses the women had incurred.